Our website is www.lakehamiltonbiblecamp.com. There are many free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. This is the 2008 July Summer Family Camp Meeting being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Camp in Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas. Friday evening, July the 4th, 2008. Jim Landry is the speaker of this service, teaching on unclean spirits. This is now the conclusion of this message from Part A.
For he says, we are many. They don't want to be alone. Unclean spirits don't want to be alone. I like what the young fellows were saying earlier. When they see that things or relationships are not going to promote a godly relationship with their peers, and they have God's given them wisdom to see the collateral damage that can occur, they step away. You didn't hear not one word of judgment. You didn't hear not one word of judgment in their testimony. They didn't say nothing about the people, the children, the boys, the preachers, the leadership, the apostolic leadership. They didn't talk about the assembly of God. They didn't talk about the Pentecost. They didn't talk about the Baptist. I wish some of us could learn that. Oh, boy. Now, there's a place for that, too. If I'm going to teach on traditions, then I'm going to do it. But be very, very careful how I do it. The same measure you judge, it shall be judged back to you. We all got a little bit of tradition in this. We just don't know it's there. You know, it's a little change, you know what I mean? Yeah, a little change. But I ain't got no change in my pocket, but normally I do. Now, something that we should be considered about, since we all tend to go to parks, and our church is a physical building that's located directly across from a major park in our city. There are many individuals in and outside of mental institutions that have very little ability to relate to others, like this gentleman here from the Gadarene, because their minds have been taken over by the same principality, unclean spirit. Now, we want to go after this demon and that demon, but here it is right here. Simple. Real simplified. All right. Some can only think for themselves momentarily. Then the enemy regains total control over them, much like in verse 6. Ran down, and then the demon cried out, what do we have to do with thee? We know who you is. But anyway, all of these people that we will come in contact with that have problems, that have mental illness and things that where they're not able to communicate, generally they tend to take a moment out there able to say some words to you before the enemy takes over again. And if you let them, some of them can, the religious spirit will pop up, because many spirits are there, they're not alone, right? So the religious spirit could be up, the Pluto spirit could be up, the philosopher can come up, the alcoholic can show up. It's like the nine lives of Eve. All of them, regardless of this position, regardless of their possession, just like the Gadarene, can be saved and delivered. If you're not uncomfortable in ministering to them, because you might accidentally get spit on. You might realize that your colognes and your aftershaving lotion is not strong enough. You may not have enough to share because you're dealing with an unclean spirit. So just get ready, because it's going to stink most of the time. I like a challenge. My idea is not to be around leadership. My idea when I'm around leadership, it's like the minister was preaching last night. If you was in the presence of God, he gave you 5 seconds. I would not be telling God what I want to hear. I'd be saying, you speak. If I can get 5 seconds of you right now, it'd be all I need. So when I'm around leadership, I just want to listen. All right, so I'm comfortable out in the field. I'm comfortable with people, the worst case scenario. I want to see if everything he didn't put in me is enough for that hour for that brother or sister. That's why I'm really more comfortable. I'm more uncomfortable around my fellow brothers and sisters that know what they're doing than I am with people that's lost. I don't know if that's good or bad, but I know I am. I know that I know what I know, but then I know that what I know ain't enough, and it don't make no difference what I know if God didn't tell me to speak what I know. It's all up here, but that ain't what he wants you to talk about today. That's a good one. You like that. Little soldier over there. Oh, boy. You know, God's given every man a measure of faith, even the person out there on the street that can't figure out if it's night or dark because the enemy has their mind. God says, according to Romans 12:3, he says he's given everybody a measure of faith, enough to get saved. And so when you deny them by saying, I'm not going to witness to that person because they are so-and-so, so-and-so, something about them, you know, they dirty, they out of their mind. Well, I mean, you reject the very Jesus that came to set him free. We got to get them because I really believe they're going to be some of our soldiers in the last days. They're going to be the soldiers. They're going to be the Elijahs in the last days. Somebody got to go get them. They're in these insane asylums. They're out walking the streets. We got to get them, people. We want to pick and choose. We want to cafeteria who we want this to. I think I would in this company. They seem like they say they love the Jesus. But over here, they say, oh, this one's going to give me a problem. That's what I want. That's the one I want. I don't even hardly gravitate towards people that I already see guided. I just try to gravitate to the ones that need help. Not here, though. Over here, I gravitate to everybody, so long as I'm thinking I gravitate to see. At the camp, I gravitate to everybody. I mean that, too. Because if you've been knowing me for a while, then you'll know that's just where I am. Everybody, you know, I love everybody. I really mean it. Because I've been forgiven a lot. Trust me, I've been forgiven a lot. And then we heard something from a prophet here, from Brother Beezy, I think, earlier today in Matthew, the 12th chapter, about the unclean spirit, how it go out in dry places and then it return. That's Matthew, the 12th chapter, verse 43. Okay, thank you. Let's see. When the unclean spirit is gone out of a man, he walketh through dry places, seeking rest, finding none. And he said, I will return into my house from where I came out. And when he has come, he findeth it empty, swept and garnished. He goeth, he taketh with himself seven other spirits more wicked than himself. And they enter in and dwell there. And the last state of that man is worse than the first. Even so shall it be unto this wicked generation. We could take this here and just stay here for 2 hours. We can go to Luke and deal with the palace. We can look at the word here in the 12th chapter in verse 25, where it says, the kingdom divided against itself is brought to desolation. City speaks to you and I. House speaks to you and I. Then the word in 29 used the word house is used twice. You're going to see city, city, house, 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 house. And then you're going to see man. And then you're going to see generation. And so the unclean spirit is trying to work in our generations. Many of you got delivered, so you're not worried about certain things. But they're going after your seed. Okay, let me just put it this way. In these verses, you can read of the restless nature and the boredom of this principality. He wants to return. He wants to check on his previous home. And I might add also the homes of their lineal descendants and generations. And if the previous home or the individual is not continuing their progression and maturing in the things of God, or their descendants are not continuing to mature in the things of God, the family familiar spirit will work and work to get the individual or their descendants to commit the same sins in their generation. And this unclean spirit will attempt to make the sins of the following generations even greater, seven other spirits working. So you need to understand here what was taking place there, because there is some teachings about going back and coming back to this house, and that's fine. I tend to gravitate towards some study that I've done on it, where what I found the most is that it gravitates to the house, or the house of David, or the house of Landry, or the house generation. So I've watched the same patterns attacking my sons and daughters, and watched them work through their issues. And because when he came back here, he saw it swept and garnished and clean and filled with the word now, filled up with the things of God. All right, so there is some fruit we can find in the manifestation of this principality. One of them we already know from Leviticus 15:8. They like to spit. Oh, boy. They like to spit. We're seeing unclean spirits that are working through spitting now in sporting events. I can remember last year at a major football game, and I have to mention also that this person did repent publicly, and to the person he asked for forgiveness for spitting on him in a football game. So don't just go left because I happen to remember that, okay, because he did ask for forgiveness. So I'm not holding anything against him, but when your sins are public, your repentance has to be public. So now I'm going to speak on it a little bit, that's all. But we see it in the basketball games. Now, who's watching most of these games? Well, I know some that's not, because they said no evil thing before their eyes. Praise the Lord for these young men and women of God. Hey, got a troop over there. I got a soldier. He can get me fired up over here in a minute. We're going to go on a commando raid. We're going to chase some spirits anyway. What we're seeing is in the wrestling matches. I mean, they just, you know, just spit on people. Huh? I can't hear you. Oh, biting and spitting. Yes, yes. They're synonymous. That's right. I'm going to throw one in here in a minute. They're going to throw all of us on the run for me. We're all going to grab our umbrellas because we're all going to get rained on. Then we see it in the movies, the gangster movies. There's no gangsters and turned on one of his buddies. And the gangsters got him down there and they slapping him all in the face. And, yeah, why did you bring the other guys in there, steal our money? Why you do that? And then he looks at him. He all said he spit at him, hoping that he might kill him quick. So we've learned that if you spit, that might get it over with. We see it in the spy movies. Spy get all beat up, he turn around, spit on the man, hope the man just kill him. Even in the cartoons. We got a little cartoon where they teaching little young people how to spit. Oh, boy. And so there are many other programs and things like that are teaching us to use the spirit of the unclean spirit for spitting. It's everywhere attempting to get into our children. Children get spit on in school. I did. Bullies. Some of them just be talking in your face and the stuff just going off. I mean, the last time I was up here teaching, I was just salivering all over. I said, Jerry, I said, Lord, man, I got a demon coming up. So I was, you know, I was kind of pondering there for the last 2 months. When I got up here today, I wanted to see. I got my water right there, you know. I said, okay, so maybe I was okay. Maybe I was just going to some sinus drains or something. But anyway. But anyway, now we're viewing, this is a good one here. Most of you have heard about this. Now we're reviewing television reports from around the United States of waiters and waitresses spitting in people's food. One lady was bold enough to say it on TV. She just had a head cold and she just spit in the man's carpet. Just like that. And said because she just didn't like him, he was just a nuisance patron. And I don't think she would get enough tips, so she said she had a cold that night. And the video camera caught it. How many of y'all saw the donut shop kid? Nobody, huh? Well, that was a donut shop kid. He got his jollies off by self-gratifying himself on some pastries, and then he took them to the window and served them. So if you know, well, I don't know. I can tell you this. That was caught on camera. I tell you, it's unclean spirit. It's not by itself. And I don't have a problem when I go somewhere. I don't have no embarrassment about praying for my food and blessing the food, breaking the curses on it, and or just leaving if I observe some unclean behavior. Just leaving. Thank you very kindly. One time, I'll say it this last time. One time we was at a restaurant and the people were so nice, but they had to pick everything out of their nose and ears. And I said, oh, I said, well, honey, let's just go ahead and go. She said, well, okay. So we got ready to go and the bread was there and the tea was there and I took a $20 bill and I laid and said, and I walked and my wife turned around and said, what are you doing? I said, I just don't want to offend them. We just can't eat here. It's not their fault. They need help. I just can't believe you're leaving them $20. I said, well, I just don't want to. I'd rather be a blessing. I don't want them to say, they must have had to go somewhere. I'd rather them say that and say they were some mean patrons. Some of us don't care whether or not we get sliced and hidden from people. We just go off on folk and we don't care if we got 20 people hating us. I'd rather have love coming back this way. Now, that's a hard price for 20, but that's all I had at that time. I wanted to give and I gave it. And then that was one time I went to eat, and then the man, I didn't have none, and I just was so upset. But when I got, not upset in the real sense of upset, but I was just disappointed I didn't have a tip for the guy was excellent. And I guess most of you, the way I bow and things, you know, I have a lot of Asian background. I spent some years overseas living in the countries of Japan, and so I have a tremendous respect for other nations. And so I tend to bow because I thought that was a very good, hospitable way of communicating. So I still do that. So this guy was from Korea and everything. He just, boy, and I mean, and then I looked and I said, I ain't got no money. And they got no ATM machine. So you believe when I went back there, I looked for him. He didn't remember, but I still gave it to him. I said, you don't remember me. That's all right. Well, I remember. Some of you say they don't deserve it. These waiters don't get but minimum wage. Some of them don't get that, $2.50. So help them, because most of them are college students. You ask them, I say, where are you going to school at? Oh, I'm at the University of Houston. You, praise the Lord. Oh, yeah, don't do them like a dog. Please. Who's that? That young lady, your waitress? Come talk. She said, oh, no. She said, she flashed me off quick. Well, she knows. She's already shared it with y'all. Okay, well, good. That's where it needs to be. Everybody here. So we're all getting the balance. That's good. That's good. I'm not going to put on the spot, because I am a spot putter. Trust me. Ask Angela. We'll put you on the spot because I got put on the spot now about 9-10 years ago. I don't remember how long it was. I was sitting out there minding my business, and trust me, that's all I was doing. And Brother Glenn stood up there and somebody else, and they said, young man, you. I didn't know who you're talking about. You. I said, what? He said, come on up here. In the name of Jesus, God said you're going to be praying. You're going to be preaching here from now on. I said, oh my God, I'm scared to preach at home, let alone come here. But God will give you him, your gift will make room for you. I didn't even know that scripture's in there. People had to tell me that. I wouldn't find it one day. You say you was pastoring and you didn't even know that was in scripture. Well, it was there, but the enemy had to put a wall up there, you know, the wall of rejection. So you see some things and some things you don't see. And so I did not see that scripture until I got reproved several times. And those of you that love me and look beyond my faults, you'll be able to see there's still some tendencies there that God's working through. Because I'm learning how to walk out of insecurity and humility, proper humility. So you're going to see an emergence there that has to be dealt with. Some of you might have to deal with things like that too. But if you hear from us, then it might give you a little bit more zeal to realize that you need help too. Because we're not better than nobody. And we're all trying to be like Jesus. None of us better than Jesus, for sure, I hope. But anyway, in the Gadarene, in the Mark chapter, verse 5, I want to identify some of the friends of this principality. In Mark, the 5th chapter, verse 3, it says, "Who had his dwelling among the tombs, and no man could bind him, no, not even with chains." So we know that the unclean spirit, some of the characteristics of it, it's got supernatural strength. It likes to hang in dark places, dark lights. Also, we've seen dark places and dark lights. I mean, lights turned down low or no lights, associated with the spirit of death also. But they like graveyards, tombs. They just like it to inhabit unclean things and places, according to verse 3. Then we see in verse 5, "And always night and day he was in the mountain and in the tombs, crying, cutting himself with stones." So another character we can find, a person that has an unclean spirit, they don't sleep much. Now, I'm not talking about sleep because you're on military watch, so we can get that straight. I'm talking about they have a problem sleeping day or night. They have insomnia problems. I think that one of the strong men there could be an unclean spirit. They have problems with crying or hollering or getting attention. They have no peace. And then the scriptures make it clear that he cutting himself with stones. So many of the people with unclean spirits cut themselves. They operating out of self-hatred, self-destruction, suicidal. There are some of you here that can't sleep. The Lord has showed me that, and I'm aware of that. And so this might be your strong man, so you can get some freedom tonight. So this principality here in verse 5 wanted to relieve himself of the pains. And I know about trying to relieve myself of pains. I didn't do some of these things, but I did several things. Suicide, that was easy. I tried that so much it didn't even work no more. But I don't remember. I don't remember cutting myself, but I remember taking my body and using it as a mortal weapon, like in sports and stuff. I just didn't care. Yeah. But anyway, there are people today that practice cutting themselves to relieve pain. And the young people are more familiar with it than I am, especially these young boys, this young child, this daughter here, Lord, they do more study of that because they're faced with peers in schools and that are into psychogenic exoneration or self-mutilation, which is a deliberate injury, cutting, scarring, or impulse control disorder against oneself. And that's done by an unclean spirit. And I have ministered to several, and everyone I've ministered to over the 10 years or so, each had a problem with self-hatred. They really, really had a problem with self-hatred. And then in verse 7, it says, "And cried out with a loud voice and said, What have I to do with thee, Jesus, thou Son of the Most High God? I adjure thee by God that thou torment me not." The unclean spirit also, they cry out with a loud voice, or they go out screaming. And I remember I had one to come out of me in the first 3 or 4 years. And I think Worley was in Beaumont, Texas. So that would have to be way back, 85, 86. And he was casting out prostitute spirits and some prostitutes and stuff there. They were getting free, giving their life to Jesus. And when the spirit came out of some of the ladies, I was sitting on the side just kind of looking, pondering, and not judging. I just was kind of like, oh, this is so unique and different. And it felt like somebody took a shoelace out of my ear and pulled it so quick like this. And it was, ah! So I know that I got delivered from at least one unclean spirit then. And then in verse 9 and 10, and he asked him, "What is thy name?" And he answered, "My name is Legion, for we are many." And then he besought him much that he would not send him out of the country. So we know that the unclean spirits, they tend to communicate with the deliverance minister, begging and pleading and giving information. So they may have names like Leviathan or Belthamoth or Sorcerer or Aunt Molly, whatever, but you still need to go back to that unclean spirit because we have documented evidence here that's who he is. All right? Then in Mark, the 21st chapter, one of my favorite teachings here when he talks about spiritual warfare, Mark, the 1st chapter, verse 26, the scripture says, "And when the unclean spirit had torn him, he cried with a loud voice and he came out of him." So another manifestation may be an unclean spirit, may be the tearing of a person when coming out. Now, I can't dispute what the Word says. All right? I know we got a better way. I've seen some better way doctrines. But I can only tell you what the Word says. Let me give you the rest of the story in a moment here. Many times you will see blood. You can see some discolored mucus. The captive also, and I tend to ask them when I'm ministering to them, how are you feeling? How's your stomach? How's your bowels? Are you okay? Many times there'll be a struggle. There'll be pain and while they're being delivered. I just bind it in the name of Jesus. And I ask God to send ministering angels to assist and bind the pain spirits and throw them out and speak healing in there. But when you look in Luke's account, in the fourth chapter of Luke, verse 35, you're going to find that it's very clear that they should not hurt the person. In Luke 4, chapter verse 35, the scripture says, "And Jesus rebuked him, saying, Hold thy peace and come out of him. And when the demon had thrown him in the midst, he came out of him and heard him not." This is the same unclean spirit spoke up in verse 33. So if you're concerned about being hurt when you're getting delivered, I'm telling you, the scripture says you will not be hurt. And so, and the ministries and the ministers that are working with you understand that clearly. One thing is for certain, they recognize the presence of the one having spiritual authority. Oh, they recognize it. And they'll cry out and they'll identify them. I heard a few of them cry out this morning. But anyway, I was even tempted there. You know, it was so good, you know. Bro, you be putting some word out there. I have to watch this brother, though, because several years ago he was ministering. I had just went through one of the most, I told him this before, I think he forgets because he ministered to so many people. But I had just went through the most difficult denying self, cross-bearing experience, 6-7 months. And I was like this. I was exhausted. So I come to the camp, nobody knows nothing, I'm exhausted. He pulls me to the side and says, "Thus say the Lord God, from the city you threw away." I said, no, you won't. You don't remember that, do you? I told the man of God, "I am not going to do that again." Now, here's the board of directors, the writer, the preacher, some say apostle. And I'm telling the man of God, "I don't want to do this." I didn't know if you remember. You remember, see that? Certain things we remember. He good as now, he can look back years later and say, "This man repented. Thank you, Jesus." Some of us don't repent. We just mean spirit to go on about our business. Well, I don't know. Well, you ever had a spirit to identify you? You will if you continue. If you continue training as disciples, but others won't need to be identified because they already in bed with the enemy. They sleep with the enemy. So, but y'all, some of y'all heard of Siva and his vagabond Jews. And the demon said, "Peter, I know, and Jesus, I know, but who are you?"
Yeah, exactly.
So if you're in sleep, if you're in bed with your enemy, it don't make no difference. So you probably will never have no spirit. Say, "I know who you are." I've had them tell me to my face several times, "I know who you are." I said, "Yes, I'm a son of God." And I'd go on from that point on and tell them who I am and what I represent and where they're going to go. So some of you, I hope that the enemy has not told you that, and then all of a sudden you regressed. You know, this is the time to step up to the plate. Because your great high priest, Lord Jesus, is there to win the battle for you.
That's right.
And in this battle, there's no ties. There's no second places. There's no defense. It is totally offensive. Totally offensive. We are in this thing to win. If you're trying to save your life, you've already died. You've already gave. You got to give your life to live. And we thank God for your prayerful consideration and celebrating the Independence Day and acknowledging the veterans. My dad, I wish he'd been here, because my dad, he served as a POW for a short period of time, 4 Meritorious Medals for bravery. So, I understand military. I love it. I love John McClain. Well, I'm not going to talk politics, but I'm just going to tell you like it is, because I come out of that war. But what I will say is that as we look at the parallel, which is you and I as spiritual soldiers, we are soldiers for the Lord. And you need to understand that a soldier don't concern themselves with the affairs of this world, like this young man was telling us. We need to be about our Father's business. We need to get it engaged into the war. And if you stay in the war and you do what God says you're going to tell you to do, I'm telling you, He is going to prosper you. And I believe, as it was prophetically said by you or the minister last night, that God is raising up storehouses. I think you said that. Yes. The prophet said that earlier. Brother B.G. All right, but we have so few out there that are for real. So he's not saying he is. I'm just saying it. So anyway, I know how to exchange it from time to time. Change. And some of you don't call them probably, they get offended. But anyway, I'm doing it on purpose to show them, and then I come back. You know, I'm doing it on purpose. You know that. And but we are in a war, and we have to engage our enemy. And this unclean spirit is one of those enemies, and you're gonna have to get him out of you. People, we need to get him out of ourselves. This is a war, and you cannot go to sleep on this thing. Okay, well, I'm going to leave that alone, because I wasn't going to talk about being a soldier this time. If you are attempting to live holy, at the same time practice unclean behavior, adultery, fornication, homosexuality, self-gratification, and other sins, Now, don't expect these spirits to reveal themselves to you. They're not going to tell you I know who you are. They don't need to tell you because you wanted them. If you're at peace with your enemy, then I need to warn you that your enemy is not at peace with you. Some of you have unclean religious spirits. These type of individuals go to churches to expose and undermine leadership. What they do is not wrong. It's the Pharisee attitude they go with. So I listen. There's a difference in talking about and assessing and discerning and judging some things that are going on that's inappropriate in our society. I don't have a problem with that in the church. But I'm talking about some people. They don't really have a place where they are committed. They're not under authority. They basically vagabonds going from place to place to bring a discrediting report to us. And we don't know them because it's be little pocket churches all throughout Texas or Louisiana or whatever. They just feel like they're comfortable to talk to me about that. I don't want to hear that. You know, I just want to live pure. I don't know of any perfect place except in the presence of the Lord. And we ought to have enough sense to know when to depart and separate when the place is Egypt doctrine. And so I don't need to go tell you, I just came out of an Egypt doctrine. Brother, I already know that. I know where you were before you got here. Thank you for showing up. I see you listened to the Lord. Duh. Oh, well, he's good. He's going to be a soldier. The Lord taught me something a long time ago from Jeremiah about judging. It was love and kindness he drew me. Because I had to discipline a brother. And I cried all night long because I didn't want to touch that guy. Now, he was sincere, but he was sincerely wrong. He was having a relationship with his mother and visiting with her every morning at 3 o'clock, getting all type of advice. The problem was she had been dead for several years. But anyway, and so he was on my prayer team, you know, and I saw him manifesting one day, and I told him, I said, oh, no. And he manifested. I said, well, I'm going to have to deal with him. And I got home, and I cried. I said, Lord, I love the brother. How do I handle this? I'm a young pastor. And the Lord said, with love and kindness did I draw you. I said, okay, so I'm going to have to do it real loving. He never showed up to church no more. So the Lord took care of that one. Revelation, the 18th chapter, verse 1 and 2. And after these things, I saw another angel come down from heaven, having a great power, and the earth was lighted with his glory, and he cried mightily with a strong voice, saying, Babylon the Great is fallen, and has become the habitation of devils, and the hold of every foul spirit, and the cage of every unclean and hateful bird. Babylon the Great will fall and become the habitation of demons. People, what do you think this Babylon is? This Babylon is the worldly church in the age. At the end of the age, that's the worldly church. There's going to be, it almost appears right now that we don't see it because you're not up to date on a lot of things. And I try not to tarnish my spirit with a lot of stuff like this because I come out of, let me put it like this. I was raised a Catholic, christened a Methodist, baptized a Baptist, been in the temple of Elijah Muhammad, was at first Pentecostal, no hair and all that, you know. And then one day God saved me. So, it would be easy for me to become a bitter, anti-traditional preacher, right? Instead, I chose to love them. Okay. So sometimes you don't want to go the path that you know is easy. I fought against the easy path. And then what happened is God has given me a relationship with all of these denominations. Those of you that know me that come to our conferences, which is a relationship to Lake Hamilton Conference, not independent of Lake Hamilton. If you go to the website, you see Lake Hamilton and everything. You'll see Word of Faith. You'll see Baptists. You see Methodists all come. We just love to be here, and we just set aside our personal agendas for 1 week out of the year, and all we do is preach deliverance. And those of you that come know that. And that would not have happened if I had taken a stand because I know the truth that makes us free. They need to know the truth that makes them free. And I couldn't deliver that if I just came on this side and said, I ain't going back on the other side of Jordan. Gad, you can stay over there. I ain't coming over there. So in the last days, the Babylon church or the five-star church is going to, you're going to have a lot of money to get in the door. Well, anyway, I'm going to leave it alone. And you don't want to say the church of the frozen chosen or something. Chosen, frozen. I'm going to leave that alone. And I do say that without a vengefulness, nothing like that. Come on out in Jesus' name. God is so faithful. Come on out in Jesus' name. All of you go in Jesus' name. See, God laughs at his enemy. I don't laugh at the enemy. As when the enemy disputed for the body of Moses, he just said, the Lord rebuke thee and come out. So I don't laugh at demons. So, but anyway, in our humor and our laugh, it was pure and it was without vengeance. And it caused the demons to manifest. They will continue to come out. I want someone else to help him. Somebody else help him. Pastor, where are my workers at? Get somebody else on him. Get the big brother. Back brother. Big brother. Him. Right here. Back up for a minute, brother. Back up. You guys take care of him. Thank you. We need strong men like that to help him off the floor, but I want these workers to work with him. Amen. Thank you. And so, you got an opportunity to see selective criticism that was impersonal, because God is not going to move when it's personal, because it's judgmental and it's working out of the spirit of criticism. And I was not doing that. I believe love conquers. Those of you that are studying the books of Revelation knows that these scriptures refer to a worldly church at the end of age, obviously rejecting the Lord's ministry of deliverance. Unclean spirits can be found in decaying flesh. They have been found in dead bodies, of which the scriptures provide commandments and instruction on how and who ought to handle the dead. But what I'm seeing, a lot of people are not studying this, because when you go to a funeral, I'm observing a consistent kissing of the cadaver at the funeral processions. Go touch Aunt Mary. Kiss her right now. She ain't there. And there's an import, a transfer of evil spirits that takes place there. But for some reason, it just keeps going on and on. It just, you know, unclean spirits are found in cancerous odors, gangrene, staph infections, and many other suitable places. Oh, by the way, go after, what was that spirit that moonstruck? Epilepsy back there also, and bipolar and attention deficit disorder. Then you're going to find this principality also in individuals that don't bathe. They have some of the unusual odors. Of course, I know we're not going around smelling folk, but unclean spirits, the point being, are uncomfortable in clean bodies. They're uncomfortable in clean homes and uncomfortable in such places. And I try to do a thing, my wife and I try to do a pass through the house. We're remodeling the house. We've been remodeling since 2005. And I try to do a pass through the house and clean up my workshop. And I try to clean up the cars and clean up the house. My wife is an excellent cleaner. But we try to do that. We don't just let things just stay piling up out there. Because she would probably stand to correct me if she was here tonight about the back porch, because I do remodeling business in real estate. And I got cabinets over here. And I got antiques over here. And I got two 10-speed or 3-speed bicycles over here. It's looking pretty bad right now. So I got to move that out of there. Many believers, I'm going to finish and I'm going to do some deliverance so we can help the rest of those spirits go out of us, as well as the gentleman that has submitted himself for help. Many believers have an unclean tongue and they use it prematurely against God's delegated authorities. That's right, they can speak too. Not only do they spit, but they can speak. And a person who has an unclean spirit dwelling in him or her may be compelled to clean themselves by taking several showers or constantly washing their hands. Then on the other hand, the religious folk, others are so washed that they cannot find a local clean church to follow. So most of you remember the situation with Howard Hughes. He became such an introvert, seldom going outside of his special living quarters with these special gloves on and other sanitary practices. He became very, very fear-struck. Make or miss a bit. Jeremiah 20th chapter, verse 3. People, we have a lot of church folks today without cover, no delegated authority, independents who may have or may hear, if you're still alive, I never knew you. Depart from me, you work of iniquity. So I caution you that if you are going through a battle and you need some deliverance, that you properly align yourself apostolically. And I'm not talking about a movement or the facilitating of gifts in the church or keeping up with the wave. I'm talking about the structural foundation of the apostolic church. Simply get undercover. Right. Brothers, all good. They still coming out. They got people in here just so jealous right now because they want to get free too. Let them keep coming out. The Lord is touched by your infirmity. I am too. So we're not overlooking your plight there. Amen, brother. It's good. We can fall down and lose our dignity for a minute, then we can brush off as Dr. Noah would say, we get our dignity back. Right. You know? And I propose to all of you tonight that you all should get some deliverance from this spirit. And his heart is cried out. My heart is crying out because I really want freedom from some things. Hallelujah. So let me just attack the enemy. Satan, I'm attacking you from our position, our spiritual position in the third heaven, where we're seated spiritually with Christ Jesus in heavenly places, for above all principalities, powers, mights, dominions, and every name that is named, not only in this world, but also in the world which is to come. Jesus came to destroy the works of the devil. He has given us, the believers, the very same power and authority. Jesus said he's given us power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing by any means shall hurt us. We now exercise that power and authority that has been given to us, and I come against every demonic power, every principality, by the blood of the Lamb, by the name of the Lamb, Jesus Christ, by the authority as believers, the unity of our spirits, and the Word of God. In Jesus' name, I bind all strong men, commanders of legions, ruler demons, lesser demons, servant demons, all of the underlying spirits, all co-hosts, all doorkeeping demons that are harassing us, those that are willing to be delivered tonight. If you're here and you don't want to get any deliverance, you just kind of came by accident, somebody snuck you in the door, then I'm praying that God will not give you the freedom unless you ask Him for it. We're not going to pray anything on you, so you can be comfortable. It's okay, the preacher's not going to usurp authority over your will. So you can be okay. You can make it through the night. And you can keep your demons for one night. But it sounds funny, but I really do have compassion for you. So if you were put in here, I do understand the plight of those who manipulate people to bring them in. And I pray that those people would ask for forgiveness to you and that you have a different attitude about it tonight or when you come tomorrow saying, okay, well, they apologize. I guess I can get help. So I hope I hit everybody. Okay, umbrella. Jerry taught me that. I bind your powers and command every foul spirit in the unclean spirit family, every one of you, to line up in rank and file and start leaving in an orderly fashion, and you won't rent anybody. I take the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God, and I cut and sever every spirit in the family of unclean spirits from Satan, from one another, so you can't hang on to each other for help, for comfort, or support. I also cut you asunder from every area of the mind, soul, emotions, from all five senses that we know of and those that are unknown. I cut and sever you from all the muscles, ligaments, tendons, nerves, sinews, tissues, from the vertebrae, the disc, and all portions of the spinal cord, and every organ and every limb. I believe, and if you should get our tape, or Jerry has a teaching on this too, on the spiritual parallels, that what manifests in the natural, I believe that that's a spiritual root. So whatever we're dealing with, we need to search the Scriptures. In the Scriptures, we will find deliverance. We will find Jesus. Jesus will set us free. So just sometimes just throwing out a principality, that's fine. That's good combat. But there comes a time, if you'll stay with us and we'll continue to walk together as the body, then we'll teach you there's deeper and deeper revelation in depths. But do not let your deeper revelations overpower you to the point you don't let the rest of us come up through the ranks slow like you did. So I've learned to work in with all of the different gifts as God leads us and not dispel one gift because I feel like I got a better way. So we need to gravitate all the way up and let all the soldiers come up through the ranks. Nobody gets to be a captain of the police department without being a lieutenant. So let's work together as a team. That's what the camp is all about. It teaches these strategies because anyway. We wash this unclean spirit. We purge you from every area of the body of Christ here, body, with the blood of Jesus. We also sever between the conscious, unconscious, subconscious mind so that all things in the past can be released. I bind and stir the power demons, strong men, ruler demons in every part of the mind, soul, and body, and throw confusion and weakness into your ranks. I command every demonic power of unclean spirits to come out of darkness into light, according to 1 Corinthians 4:5. I forbid you to use trickery, deceit, or mischief. I bind all the spirits in the family of unclean spirits directly to the authority of Jesus Christ and His divine judgment. And in Jesus' name, I command every one of you to leave along with all of your memories, roots, scars, works, nests, and habits. In the name of Jesus, I take authority over the strong man of bondage. You come out of the people of God. You go in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. And we thank you, God, that Dr. Nolan and that leadership has prayed over these grounds, that angels have been assigned here to take these principalities and powers to where you receive them, Lord Jesus. Gag them. I ask the Father that the angels would gag them. Also, just take them to where you receive them. All unclean spirits operating in the families of demonic bondage, you come out of us. Oh, man. Come out of there in Jesus' name. Come out of there in Jesus' name. That was that thing probably very unusual after 15 years. Come out in Jesus' name. Come out in Jesus' name. See, a lot of workers will never tell you they get some freedom. Now, I can go months without probably nothing happening, but I count it a privilege to stand before you and say I'm getting free, too, instead of letting you see me as the man of God. Thunder, ba da ba ba. Okay. I want you to see me like that. I like it. That's fine with me. Because there are times when it don't go that way, and I say, oh, Lord, this is just too good. Come out, everyone in the spirit. I bind, I spoil the palace of this unclean spirits. Your goods are no longer in peace. Come out of there in Jesus' name. Come out. All addictions. Now, whatever addictions I don't call, but you have bear witness in your spirit that you've called upon the name of Jesus. And you've asked the Lord to deliver you from whatever this addiction is. I command it to come out of you along with alcohol, caffeine, drugs, meds, foods, anorexia, gluttony, and purging. Go in Jesus' name. Go. Addiction to scratching, eating boogers, addiction. One is eating beef or ribs bloody. Beef steaks bloody. Just got to have it like with the blood. All those things that you call upon God, you know you're trying to get delivered. I command those addictions to that. Come out. You go in Jesus' name. I feel a headache coming. I better take a bell. Go in Jesus' name. You go in Jesus' name. You go. Some of you got addictions to certain books. Soon as something happens, you grab a book, you won't be able to work. Come out of there in Jesus' name. You go in Jesus' name. You go in Jesus' name. Addictions to medications. Addictions to nicotine. I cast out smoking, the sting of death. Go in Jesus' name. You go in Jesus' name. Some of us have abundance to sin. Just, you know, sin is a living being. You need to get understanding of Romans 7. Spirit of sin, come out of us in Jesus' name. You go in Jesus' name. You go in Jesus' name. Spirits of broken in body, broken in heart, broken in mind, and broken in soul. All these unclean spirits, come out of us now. Go in Jesus' name. I'm going to get my freedom tonight. You go. You go in Jesus' name. Bruised spirit, go. You bruised spirit, go in Jesus' name. You go in Jesus' name. Bijou, I need your assistance because you're competent. You and your wife assist us. The Rosarios have permission to assist us with people to manifest and need some help. Please stand up and make your presence known in the outside aisles, along with Sister Jerry. Come out, all you spirits right now. All the bruised spirits, the lazy spirits, the filthy ways. Just a filthy way. Come out. Come out of us in Jesus' name. Captivity to Satan. I break that metal over your mind. I break it. I break it. I break it. I break it. I break all direct curses, indirect curses, self-inflicted curses. Curses of compromise. I break it. I break it. I break it off your mind. I break all those spirits of captivity to Satan. I release them right now in Jesus' name. All captivity to Satan, all these unclean spirits, all compulsive behavior spirits, go in Jesus' name. Compulsive cravings. I just got to have a Snicker bar. You quit drinking alcohol, now you are a Dr. Pepper alcoholic. Come out of there, you sugar demon. Come out of there in Jesus' name. All these unclean cravings. Unclean cravings. Come out of there in Jesus' name. Come on out of there in Jesus' name. All the spirits that in us are eating improperly cooked meats, rare meats, eating of blood. I break the generational curse of our forefathers that ate blood, blood Buddha. Come out of us in Jesus' name. Diabetes, you go in Jesus' name. Go in Jesus' name. Come out of there in Jesus' name. All the compulsive behavior to smell oozing blood, lick the blood. Smell dead and decaying flesh. Come out. Come out of there. You know how it is? You get cut out on the job, you know? No, when you get cut on the job, I work with my hands. You cut yourself, you say, Lord, forgive me. You spill innocent blood. You take time out and you took your time, you wouldn't have had an injury, you wouldn't have cut yourself. This is the temple of God. You say, you so is religious. I know, I just took out time and said, Lord, forgive me. If I took my time, I wouldn't have. And the first thing the mind want to tell you to do is to lick it. First, you want to smell it. No, I don't even think about that, but I'm telling you, I'm going back. I'm telling you, some of y'all still do that. You got to get free from this demon. It's polluted. It's compromising. It's going to compromise your walk in another area. Come out of there in Jesus' name. All unclean spirits that are or have ever compelled you to sniff harmful things such as gas, sniffing of glue, sniffing of fumes, sniffing of vapors, sniffing of body odors, sniffing of incense, aromatic smoke, all those spirits that cause you want to go in there and sniff stuff. Come out. Come out of there in Jesus' name. Come out, demon. Come out of there in Jesus' name. Keep going. And any other unclean behavior as a result of unclean spirits, all unclean spirits causing depression. Come out. Go. Despair. Go. Despondency, go. Gather in. Legions, go. Discouragement. Spirits of escapism, come out of the people of God. You go in Jesus' name. You go in Jesus' name. Fear, guilt, hopelessness, all these are rooted in unclean spirits, people. We command that demon, you go in Jesus' name. You go in Jesus' name. Get out of the house of God. Who are you to resist the name of Jesus? You don't have any authority. All your authority has been stripped away from you. You have no authority. Now, of course, we know this is mass deliverance, but naturally we follow up, and you continue to follow up with some one-on-one counseling and deliverance. That's the way we properly sweep the house. But we cannot deny this aspect of the ministry because we feel like you may not get no help. We're here to help you tomorrow morning, whatever it takes. Some people have written off this part of the apostolic ministry which Philip had because they don't feel like we're going to take care of you the next day. We need to stop worrying and let God be God. God going to take care of his house. He going to take care of his people. Come out, demons. Lust. Come out, lust. Come out, lust. Come out, lust. Go. Lust for unclean things. Clutter spirit. Just clutter, 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 clutter. Come out, clutter queen. Come out. And being men too, by the way. Clutter men. They just coined that expression for the queen. But the clutter men. Come out. Come out. Come out. All those clutter spirits. Clutter in the car. Clutter in the house. Clutter in the closet. Clutter in the cabinet. Clutter in the refrigerator. Come out. Go, 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 go. Come out. All those clutter spirits. See, deliverance is fun. That's what they did in the apostolic church. They had riots in the church. One of them fell down. Paul wouldn't raise him from the dead. Come on out of there. It's okay. Come on out of there in Jesus' name. Come on out of there in Jesus' name. Come out. Can't stand the sunlight. Spirit of darkness. Come out. You can't stand the light. Come on out of there. You know who you are. Come out of there. Go in Jesus' name. Spirit of servant of corruption. Wild behavior. Self-hatred. Come out in Jesus' name. Come out, you demon of nasty ways. Go in Jesus' name. I cast you out with the finger of God. I cast you out with the finger of God. You go in Jesus' name. Come out quickly. Come out quickly. Nasty habits. Wicked tongue. Perverse spirit. Go. Perverse spirit. Go in Jesus' name. Come out of there in Jesus' name. Come out of there. All homosexual spirits. Come on, some of us came out of homosexual life. All you can do is you can read it in the Bible. As such with some of you, you came out of homosexuality. It's right there in the Bible. All right, some of us had homosexual relationships. We still got a homosexual spirit. Come out. Come out of there. Lesbian spirits, go in Jesus' name. Come out. Unclean sexual activities, go. All spirits of urine conception. Urine conception. Come out in Jesus' name. Come out. Fecal. Did I pronounce that right? Fecal? F-E-C-A-L? Fecal, huh? That's right. Fecal consumption. Come out in Jesus' name. Come out of there in Jesus' name. Come on out, demons. Come on out, demons. Keep going. Keep going. We got plenty of help.
We have plenty of help. No need to be disturbed. All is well. Everything is under order. We're letting some things happen. I can take authority. Okay. All right. Father, we just take authority in Jesus' name. We break the ties between the spirits. We break all direct curses, indirect curses, self-inflicted curses, curses of affliction. I break them, 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 I break them. I bind the strong man. I spoil his house. I divide and conquer him in Jesus' name. I bind the strong man of evil power and strength. I forbid him to manifest, cause any harm to any person in here anymore. Now I bind evil power and evil strength. I take away your power in Jesus' name. I ask the angels to come now and to restrain the vessels that are going through manifestations. All right. I'll show you another way. All right. All eating of blood spirits, you come out. All the eating of the sores, eating of boogers. Yeah, I know what I'm talking about. Some of y'all done that. Eating of human flesh, come out in Jesus' name. All right, now. All the sexual spirits from the unclean spirit. Fornication. Spirits of gonorrhea. Come on, all you ex-military guys and ladies. All right, in your family bloodline, granddaddy, grandmama. Anybody had gonorrhea? We just heard the message from God. We just seen it in Leviticus 15. We confess it as sin. We break the curse. I command the gonorrhea strain. Come out of us now in Jesus' name. Get out of us. Get out of us. Come out of us in Jesus' name. Get out of us. Get out of me in Jesus' name. I want it out. All of them. Amen. Syphilis. Syphilis strain, get out of us in Jesus' name. Herpes, come out of us in Jesus' name. All type of herpes, come out of us in Jesus' name. Urinary tract infections, come out of us in Jesus' name. Get out of the house of God, unclean spirit. Spirits of hepatitis, all of the types of hepatitis, you go in Jesus' name. All types of demonic hepatitis, come out in Jesus' name. All types of it. Serpents, Snakes. Oh, this is going to stir it up a little bit, so forgive me. We got to do it. Oh, serpents come out. Snakes come out. Vipers come out. Biting, hissing, and spitting. Enchantments come out. Come out, all you serpentine spirits. Get out of the house of God. Uncoil out of their backs. Uncoil out of their bowels. Uncoil the vines there. Come out in Jesus' name. Go. Get out of there. All of the constellation spirits written up in Job. Come out. Go in Jesus' name. Pleiades, Begamot. All of you, get out of there. All of the constellation spirits, get out in Jesus' name. Get out. Spirits of death. Death wishes suicide. All unholy spirits. The unholy trinity. Come out. That's a good one. Come on out of there. Unholy trinity. Come out of us in Jesus' name. The beast. Come out of there in Jesus' name. You go in Jesus' name. All foul spirits. Come out, Babylon. Come out. I cast out the cage of unclean and the hateful birds. Come out. Get out of us now. Go in Jesus' name. You go in Jesus' name. You unclean spirits of Babylon, go in Jesus' name. We're not going to be part of that church. We're going to pray for everybody not to be part of it. We hope it never happens, but we know it's going to happen because the Bible says so. But we're going to pray and pray and pray. You come out of us in Jesus' name. All legions, unclean spirits of legions, come out. We are many. Come out. Come out of there, we are many. Come out. Familiar unclean spirits. Family familiar unclean spirits. Come out. Legion of unclean spirits. Come out. Rule of unclean spirits. Come out. The control of unclean spirits. Come out. Control of rulers of unclean spirits. Come out. Supervisory spirits of unclean spirits. Come out. In Jesus' name. Come out. Come out. Everyone here has been cleansed by the blood. Jesus gave us power to destroy all the works of the devil. You have no authority over the body of Christ. You have been stripped of your power. You go. The blood of Jesus is washing us up. And out you have to go. The Lord rebuke you, Satan. Get out of the house of God. Get out of there. Hold your peace. Come out in Jesus' name. Come out of there. All of the unclean spirits, all of you, you have to go in Jesus' name. Every one of you have to go in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. God is good. I pray, God, that you got that thing out of me too. Oh, my God, I pray. I just thank God. He is so good. I understand Paul. I really understand Paul. I really understand Paul was saying that he had this thorn in the flesh. I can really identify with him. Some of you that don't have that kind of issue, man, blessings to you. But he so put it on me. I got mine. It's been a battle for 2 years. It's been hard. You say, are you committing sins and sex and all that? No, that's not what I'm talking about. It's war. We have a war inside here. It's a war. And I want to make it. I don't want to do all this for all these years and die and bust hell wide open. I don't want to do that. And no, I don't have no Pentecostal fear. If I teach tomorrow, I'll teach on maybe hidden fears, repressed emotions, and tell you about the Pentecostal fear. Oh, I'm going to lose my salvation. We'll talk about that because I come out of that too. Hopefully we can get some freedom. Amen. Standing in the house of God. Won't you stand? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God, you've been so good. Father, we just pray right now. We just thank you right now for deliverance. Oh, God, you're so good. God, you're so good. God, you're so good. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for setting us free. Oh, this unclean spirit, he's a lie. There's no truth in him, Lord. We thank you for setting us free. And God, we ask tonight, God, that you would fill the house. Oh, God, just fill the house with your glory, God. Give us a hunger that thirsts after righteousness. Let your word come in our hearts that we may not sin against thee, oh, God. We just want to thirst for your word to fill those areas, Lord God, where these principalities had once set up house. Lord, a greater one is in us now. A greater one is here. And that area of our life has been filled with your presence, Lord. We just thank you for the presence of Almighty God. I thank you, Lord, that the angels will sweep the grounds tonight. Sweep our homes, our pets. Back home, because many of us are away from home for the week. And Lord God, that the angels would take all those principalities that have been loosed from us and from our lineal descendants right now, tonight, that they would take them all to where you receive them, Lord Jesus. And we would just have a refreshing, a proper anointing. Lord God, a double portion. Lord God, a renewed vigor as we impart, Father, back to others, Lord God, the grace that you have given into our life. Oh God, we're just so thankful tonight. Lord, I bless the congregation of the Lord. Lord God, I pray, God, for strength in their life, strength for the battle. Father, I pray for those that have not been commissioned to the war. I commission them to the battle, oh God, and pray the blessings of the Lord be upon them, oh God, and hope that, Lord God, that tonight be an experience that they'll never forget, oh God, because it's you that has been glorified, and you, Lord God, have made your presence known, oh God. To you, oh God, we give all glory. I thank you, God, that you are to be glorified, and your people are edified, and tonight Satan is horrified.
Lord, we thank you, Lord God. Our great high priest, Lord Jesus, he reigns. He reigns. May God bless you. For those of you that can leave, may God bless you. See you at 6 in the morning.
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com. There are many free audio files there. Thank you.